and Grace. Why the Richard Grinnell vs. Deborah Messing Twitter war matters. By Joel Breezy, June 21st, 2021. Since the death of George Floyd in May of 2020, America has been hit with an onslaught of cries to hashtag defund the police. From Democratic politicians, mainstream media pundits, to Hollywood elite, these calls to neuter law enforcement have been wrought with hypocrisy since day one. Such is the case with Deborah Messing, popular sitcom actor and Democratic mouthpiece, when she scuffled with former ambassador and gay Trump appointee Richard Grinnell. Over the weekend, Messing took to Twitter to voice her support for the shooting of unarmed Ashley Babbitt, which occurred during the Capitol riot on January 6th. In her first tweet, which set off the intense war of words between her and Grinnell, the Will and Grace star attempted to defend her position. She was breaking through a door behind which were our congresspersons. She was trying to assault our government leaders and was warned several times by the police to stop trying to broach the chamber. Grinnell pointed out something inherently contradictory in Messing's cavalier approach to law enforcement's use of legal force. Actress Deborah Messing wants police to shoot unarmed people if they feel threatened. Grinnell's response was enough to goad the starlet into further exposing her inconsistencies. In the third person, she opined, "Deborah Messing wants police to stop an attempted coup insurrection of the American seat of government that held our top four officials in order of succession. Defend with force." At this point, Grinnell unearthed Messing's hashtag defund the police tweets of 2020 and asked her to clarify her stance. Essentially, how can the actress want to defund our law enforcement but support the notion that unarmed Ashley Babbitt deserved to be shot dead by Capitol Police? It also makes one wonder, had Ashley Babbitt been a black man, would Messing have raced to support the killing? These are fair questions when one considers the results seen by the hashtag defund the police movement. New York City, Los Angeles, Portland, and Minneapolis have all seen unprecedented year-over-year increases in crime since 2019. Portland has experienced a 533% increase in homicides since the death of George Floyd and its ongoing dereliction of riot containment. It has been so bad that the entire riot response team in Portland resigned last week. All of these cities, and many more, have cut their police budgets only to see things get worse. In fact, New York and Los Angeles have already started reversing course and refunding police departments they defunded prior to the presidential election. Furthermore, Democrats from all over the country are changing their tune on this movement. Mayoral candidate and former Democratic presidential hopeful Andrew Yang came out against the defund the police movement. Messing appears blind to her own hypocrisy. It does not even register to her that she is kept safe by private security while the rest of society is increasingly finding itself closer to living out the purge. The ambassador of Kick-Assador. While Twitter is rarely the place for nuanced conversations, Grinnell did more than merely scratch the surface of Messing's hypocrisy. Last year, Messing had no problem calling out officers who used force against unarmed assailants in a barrage of tweets during and after the George Floyd protests. In one tweet, she even declared of the police, "They are at war with us. Hashtag defund the police." In showing these past tweets, Grinnell asks, "You don't see your hypocrisy, Deborah Messing? Everyone else does." At this point, the actress tried to school Grinnell, offering him a Zoom call in which she promised to elucidate her fanciful positions. While Grinnell will be enjoying co-hosting Newsmax's morning show all week, Messing will probably be impatiently waiting for Grinnell to give her the time of day as she tweets her talking points. Grinnell, who's no stranger to Twitter warfare, retorted to Messing's Zoom call offer with a simple question which remains unanswered. "Do you really believe the police are at war with us, Deborah? This is what you said. It's radical and dangerous language. It's crazy talk." Apparently, Grinnell struck a nerve. Ignoring the fact that Grinnell's tweets received almost three times the engagement that Messing's did, Her final tweet came today when she avoided Grinnell, but went after Arthur Schwartz in the same thread. I am not supporting hashtag defunding. I am supporting hashtag police reform. There must be hashtag accountability when they violate someone's constitutional rights. There must be hashtag accountability when they violate someone's constitutional rights. Money should be taken from police weaponry to hire social workers to handle incidents involving mental illness and homelessness. Upon reading the final tweet from Messing, I reached out to Grinnell for comment. Does Grace think we don't have access to the internet? Deborah Messing tweeted defund police on June 5th, 2020 at 7:10 a.m. His comment was sent with the tweet in reference. Game, set, match, Grinnell. While Democratic politicians seek to distance themselves from a radical policy that almost cost them the House of Representatives, it's unnerving that those in entertainment are so quick to support positions that will have little effect on their personal lives. Like Messing, most of Hollywood and their other elite who live bi-coastally can afford private security in perpetuity. Messing will never have to live in a world where she relies solely on law enforcement, who are charged with serving and protecting. Yet, she is arrogant enough to support a movement which has already resulted in lower quality of life, higher crime, and the deaths of innocent people that could have been avoided if police had proper funding and the support of the populations they serve. Society may well benefit from a nuanced conversation regarding the reformation of law enforcement. Instead of defunding, maybe paying police more and offering them better training would reap better results. Perhaps stricter background checks, mandatory counseling, ongoing and more rigorous physical fitness testing would result in better retention and higher job satisfaction. But when stars like Messing tout the radical and hypocritical approach of supporting policies that are dangerous and further divide the nation, everyone suffers. Messing shows the world that it's better to think before tweeting.
Audio Hopper.